This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 51. And in this episode, we learn about the Muppets and how the Muppets are affected by an upper cervical correction. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
You can subscribe to the podcast Testimonial Tuesday at UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear upper cervical interviews with prominent people in upper cervical. Subscribe to that podcast as well. Tell your friends. You can subscribe in iTunes and the Zoom Marketplace. The more people that know about Testimonial Tuesday, the more people will know about upper cervical chiropractic. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, the program where we hear testimonial stories about people who've been helped with various and sundry conditions through the power of an upper cervical correction. Today I'm here with Dr. Hall, and he is going to tell us about the Muppets.
Yeah, we're going to talk about adjusting Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy.
Well, kind of.
You know, just the people who operate those people.
Or those Muppets. That makes this episode exciting. This is episode number 51. And after, the exciting episode 50 and the monumentous episode 52, which is coming up next week.
We might have should have saved this for 52, but that's all right.
Well, that's okay, because nobody cares about 51.
Nah.
But the Muppets, that makes it exciting. So go ahead.
Let's see. This starts way back, actually, how I ended up there yesterday. Just at a gal. God, it's been 4 years, I believe, maybe more than that. And for those of you who have heard of The Power of Upper Cervical, the movie, the documentary movie that was made by Storyville Studios, that particular production company's owner is also a puppeteer for the Muppets and has directed some of the Muppets shoots that they do and so forth. And anyway, I was coerced to, my arm wasn't twisted too badly. It's kind of cool to be on the sweat set, especially in Disney when you have to go through this. They take your license and photocopy it and put you on this little pass to like your VIP, and your only special people are allowed on the set. So anyway, park my car, go in there. It's pretty amazing. I mean, this is only the second time I've been on the set, but the amount of manpower and time and energy that goes into, I mean, probably the time that I was there, which was an hour, 15 minutes, that's probably about, I don't know, 30 seconds of the movie. That's and take after take after take. It's kind of crazy the way it all goes on. Anyway, the couple of the puppeteers I take care of in my office, and another gal who makes the puppets, and another gal whose job, I don't really know what it is, but they have some thing to do on the set, which obviously I'm not very versed in articulate in describing.
It's union.
But so we corrected a few of them, and there are two of them who aren't from the LA area, and we've referred to a couple other doctors in the country, and one of them I hadn't been in, I think, in 6 months, and the other one in 2 months, and I yelled at them to get back in there. But we had a portable drop piece, and obviously I have all their x-ray listings. We don't just go out on the street and crack people. Ouch. Boy, let's see how many times we can get interrupted by the phone. So we aren't on the set now, but it kind of seems like it. Take two. So I get home from the set and I get a call from, or I mean, I get a text from my good longtime patient, and he says, "I don't know what you did to so-and-so, but he says he feels completely and totally revitalized, and he's talking to everybody on the set." So who knows who will have in the office in the next week or two. But it was an interesting time. It's been about 80 degrees out here in LA, and I was in shorts and a t-shirt, and it was 6 o'clock, and it was mighty nice.
Well,
explain. So anyway, that's our Muppets thing.
Well, before we started recording, you were telling me how, you know, the positions that they get in to perform, you know, you know, this guy was feeling pretty good, but he was having to contort himself and feeling good.
Oh, they're 16, 18 hours on the set. And, like you said, when you're got your arm up above your head and your head cranked down for 10 hours straight and you do that days on end, that gets a little wearing, obviously. Yeah.
Well, this is Testimonial Tuesday, the podcast. You can subscribe at UpperCervicalDocs.com. You can also subscribe in iTunes and the Zoom Marketplace. And I'm Dr. Paul Hamburg. Dr. Hall, we will see you next week for episode number 52. An entire year of Testimonial Tuesday. We'll see you next week, Dr. Hall.
All right.